Can you imagine the greatest buildings on earth, like London's Shard or the Eiffel Tower, symbols of modernity and progress, being successfully built without the right planning in place? Can they work properly as buildings if their construction and function isn't robustly thought out? These structures serve people, but they seem more than the sum of their parts. They transcend being just bricks, mortar and steel. I think the same can be said of charities. In the minds of their supporters, clients, stakeholders and volunteers, they add something both practical and special to the area of public life they contribute to. The impact and profile of a charity is often linked, in particular, to the contribution made by its volunteers. When thinking about the future of charities, I think it is vital to consider to what degree they are engaged with getting their structures for volunteer management right and embedded in a strategic way. Many charities are growing or diversifying their services. However, is developing strong volunteer management part of this change? At Blue Cross, we are working with senior managers in our retail team to plan coordinated volunteer recruitment for our push for new shops in Southwest and Northwest England. We are also working with our fostering team to develop recruitment and training resources as we look to foster more of our animals in the community. In some organisations, responsibility for volunteer management is given to employees as an add-on responsibility, and this is unavoidable due to a lack of resources in many cases. But we have invested in a volunteer management employee structure. We have volunteer coordinators, VCs, at each rehoming centre and hospital, backed up by regional volunteering support managers, RVSMs, who operate as the equivalent of HR business partners, providing specific advice and support on regional volunteering management issues. The RVSMs pull together volunteering business plans that fit with overall strategy and service delivery plans. It means that volunteer management is recognised at different levels of the organisation and is considered when new projects are embarked upon. I know this model of working is not exclusive to Blue Cross, but we found the more integrated in business planning the subject of volunteer management is, the better the outcomes. Failing to acknowledge the value of volunteer management in the rollout of new services causes problems further down the line, especially if you are looking to recruit high volumes of volunteers, as we know in the sector that volunteer recruitment does not work like employee recruitment.